This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Monday afternoon, August 19th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hartley. A new dining and entertainment spot is planned for a vacant space near the Magnificent Mile. We'll cover that in our next segment. But right now, Chicago is in the political spotlight this week, thanks to the Democratic National Convention. Governor Pritzker is among those who want to show off the city and the state to the world. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Melody Mercado, reporter, Block Club Chicago. Melody, thank you for joining us today. And this convention, more than anyone else, this is Governor Pritzker's party. It's in Chicago, Melody, because he offered to pay for it. And so what does he hope to get in return?
I think he's obviously hoping to set the stage for, you know, possibly 8 years down the line for a run for the presidential office. I think that it's no secret that Governor Pritzker has really big ambitions. And I think that, you know, this is his party. He gets to show the Democratic Party and Democratic leaders his hand and what he's able to pull off for them.
And it's already paying off for him in some ways, if you want to call it paying off. He was on the short list for Vice President Kamala Harris when she was placed in the driver's seat of the Democratic ticket a month ago. And he was vetted, and they passed over him in favor of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. But he certainly raised his profile as a national figure. But above and beyond that, Melody, it also seems that even if his political ambitions stop today, showcasing Chicago and Illinois would be good for attracting businesses to the city and state.
Yes, the Democratic National Convention is expected to have $150 to $200 million of direct economic impact for Chicago. We've seen just such an extensive list of local vendors as well that the DNC is using to showcase different parties across the city, whether that be with food or vendors that are providing flowers or tours of different Chicago neighborhoods. We're really seeing just a huge outpouring of heavily relying on Chicago businesses to really prompt up the DNC. And of course, that's direct money into businesses' pockets that are located right here in Chicago.
I know everyone likes to talk about 1968 and look back on that convention because it was so chaotic. But even though the lasting memory of the 1996 convention, Melody, is the delegates doing the Macarena in the then brand new United Center, the long tail of the 1996 convention is all around you in the West Loop. That the neighborhood was transformed. Or even the fact that we're talking about a West Loop today is because of the economic investment from the 1996 convention.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And I think we're seeing sort of a showcase of what the DNC has already been able to do for the West Loop. You know, the city, the CTA just opened the new Damon Green Line stop, which will allow delegates and media the opportunity to take public transit from McCormick Center all the way to the United Center. And that's a project that was in limbo for many, many years. That was announced during former Mayor Rahm Emanuel's administration. And I really do think that the DNC being announced in Chicago really helped push that project along and get it to a finish line, have it open in time for the DNC, a lasting effect of the DNC in Chicago. But I think that's just one example here of how we are seeing the DNC have an impact specifically in the West Loop.
Melody Mercado, reporter, Block Club Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Coming up, a developer is hoping magic will bring in customers to a currently shuttered restaurant space in downtown Chicago.
Because money matters, this is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
There's word that a Chicago businessman has plans for the empty space that used to house Lowry's, the prime rib joint just off of Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago. We're joined by Rachel Herzog, reporter, Crane Chicago Business. Rachel, thank you for joining us today. And Lowry's was a victim of the COVID pandemic. The silver carts and the prime rib all stopped at the end of 2020. But now there's an entrepreneur bought the space. They have a new concept planned. It is a magic-themed dining and entertainment concept, Rachel. Now, does this mean the waiter is going to pull your meal out of a hat when the time comes?
Yeah, I mean, thanks so much for having me. We don't know the specifics of the concept quite yet. What we do know is that a venture led by this venture capitalist and the former Allscripts CEO, Glenn Tolman, has entered into a lease agreement with the owner of the space. So it looks like they're owning their looking to make an entertainment concept there, but they haven't announced the details yet. So something to look out for.
Now, obviously, in that particular part of North Michigan Avenue, it's a little bit of a bet that that entire area is going to come back in some way, shape, or form, because North Michigan Avenue was hit both by the downturn in tourism from COVID and also the retail apocalypse, and everyone's casting about trying to find a solution for North Michigan Avenue, and the developers clearly believe that solution will be found.
Yeah, it definitely is a pretty big bet on the Mag Miles recovery. It seems like they're doing some pretty significant renovation work based on city permits, interior renovation, and a rooftop addition. And, you know, retail vacancy on the Mag Mile has been around 30% since the pandemic. You know, that's double what it was before 2020. So, I mean, I'm hearing that we are kind of seeing some recovery there. Just kind of with tourism coming back. But yeah, it definitely would be something that would kind of breathe life into this corridor that's really had some challenges lately.
Now, this is the second bite at the apple for Glenn Tolman, who actually tried to have a magic-themed restaurant establish them in New York City and Orlando in the 90s at the height of David Copperfield's rock star fame. So maybe he will have more success this time. Maybe he'll cast the right spell.
Yeah, it was really interesting to find that New York Times report from about 30 years ago, just because, like I said, Glenn Tolman hasn't announced, you know, what this concept is going to be yet. But, you know, all signs point to a restaurant with a magic and entertainment component. The name of the LLC is Metamorphosis Chicago, which references a stage illusion.
We're talking about the future of the old Lowry space with Rachel Herzog, reporter, Crane Chicago Business. It also is a sign of another trend in the restaurant business that is, you can go anywhere for food. You have to have the experience. And if this is allegedly going to be a magic restaurant, that's part of the experience. That's the thing that's going to get you in the door.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely this wave of experiential retailers, opening up on the Mag Mile. We've got the Museum of Ice Cream, and something like this would kind of make sense for that area. You're steps from the Mag Mile, but you're also kind of into the River North Entertainment District, not too far from where the temporary casino is.
Now, as a fan of the old Lowry's, Rachel, I really hope the illusionists that they have on staff could potentially conjure up a Diamond Jim Brady cut and a chocolate bag for dessert.
Yeah. I never made it to the Lowry's before they closed in 2020, but yeah, it'll definitely be interesting to see what they have on tap.
Yeah, it was certainly an old-fashioned place. Rachel Herzog, reporter, Crane Chicago Business, thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, protecting yourself against database theft and scam.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The latest revelation of a major data breach includes nearly 3 million records of names, birth dates, and social security numbers from the company National Public Data. Let's discuss that and what you can do to stay clear with Jerry Irvine, CIO of Prescient Solutions and member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force in Chicago. Jerry, thank you for joining us today. And is it safe to say at this point everyone who has a digital footprint has been the victim of a data breach?
Yeah, absolutely. Even before this announcement came out, there's really two types of people who have been hacked. There's those who know and those who don't. So it's pretty safe to say that your information is out there somewhere, especially now with the Social Security breach.
And what can you do at the very minimum to make sure that no one is doing anything untoward with your data?
Well, first thing is be diligent, right? You should be checking your credit on one or all of the credit bureaus frequently to see if there is anybody out there who is trying to make some type of loan or some type of service with your information. To make sure they don't, so you're not doing it after the fact, there's really two or three things you need to do. You can contact those same credit bureaus and freeze your credit. That way, nobody will be able to open a credit card or buy anything on any type of credit because you've frozen it. And you'll have to go in then before you do anything and unfreeze it. Now, freezing versus locking is important because freezing is free, right? So remember, free, freeze. But if you're locking it, you may have to pay a service for it. And really, they do pretty much the same thing. So if you want to make sure that nobody's opening an account for you, then you can lock or freeze your accounts, okay? But to make sure nobody is using your Social Security information, who's, you know, creating a false identity with it, or anything, you know, changing your payments, your future payments, or whatever, first thing you'll need to do is to create yourself an account on login.gov. In order to get into any government website, you have to have a secure, authenticated login on login.gov. So you go there, create yourself an account. It gives you multiple accesses, like on Global Access or healthcare.gov, all of those. Then go in and create yourself a Social Security number account. To create that account, it's going to try to verify you, so it's going to ask you your address. It will end up mailing you a letter to that address to confirm that it's you. So it will take a while to create that Social Security account. But then after that, you'll be able to check your information and go from there. Then the final thing is, if you believe somebody is making changes to your Social Security information, you can call the Social Security Administration and enable what's called a Block Electronic Access Service. And basically what that does is it stops anybody from making any changes to your Social Security information whatsoever. Now, it'll block everybody, including you. So it won't allow anybody to make any changes on your future payments or your Social Security information, any of that. To make a change for yourself, you would then have to go in and authenticate and make the changes, turn off that service in order to make any changes moving forward. So it's a lot of information, and it sounds very difficult, but it doesn't take a lot of time, and it would be really smart for pretty much everybody to do today.
Jerry Irvine, CIO of Prescient Solutions, member of the U.S. Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support another feels like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Chicago's police superintendent comments on the handling of the first protest tied to the Democratic National Convention. A groundbreaking talk show host with a strong tie to Chicago has died. Videos on TikTok display the art of underconsumption and getting extended use from things you bought. Stock Picker Monday, get a couple of suggestions from an investing pro. WBBM Business, the markets are higher. The Dow is up 175 points, NASDAQ up 104, and the S&P 500 up 29. We have 74 degrees right now in Chicago. It's 12:31, topping our news of the half hour. The protests began yesterday ahead of the Democratic National Convention that's now underway in Chicago. Superintendent Larry Snelling summarizes what occurred during the first demonstration.
So we had officers out there on foot, bikes. So they were protecting the entire corridor, traffic, direction, making sure that the businesses were taken care of, but most of all, making sure that our citizens were safe while this protest happened.
You'll find images and updates from the convention on our social media. Just search for WBBM News Radio, and we're posting complete coverage of the DNC in Chicago under the Election Central tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue has died. CBS's Vladimir Duthier looks back on his life.
He was known for his style of hosting, focusing on one guest or topic per show and involving the audience. It's not clear how he died, but for many, many people in this industry, the broadcasting industry, Phil Donahue remains an icon and a legend, and many, many, many people took their cues from him. Phil Donahue was 88 years old.
Phil Donahue, also a local celebrity. That's because The Donahue Show was based in Chicago from 1974 through 1985. For the first half of his Chicago tenure, he was based out of Channel 9 studios on the Northwest Side before moving to the WBBM-TV facilities on McClurg Court before moving the show to 30 Rock in New York in 1984. It's 12:32 as the Noon Business Hour continues. Markets are higher. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Officer, Crescent Capital in Chicago. Kind of a tepid start to the trading day today, but once again, those gains have reasserted themselves.
That's it. The bias slightly higher. We're about half a point, a percentage point higher in most of the major equity markets, and interest rates slightly lower. So, pretty good tone of the market, although we don't really have that much on tap this week.
Now, it seems like investors are looking ahead to Fed Chair Jay Powell's comments at Jackson Hole and in Wyoming. And what are they looking for specifically? Just more evidence or a concrete sign that there will be a rate cut come September?
I think so. I think that most investors believe there will be a rate cut in September. Some are calling for, a minority are calling for half a point cut. I'm not sure that's necessary at this stage. Perhaps, you know, we could expect the Fed chairman to lay out a broader game plan for his easing program that we expect to start in about a month.
Yeah, it really seems like the conversation has shifted from will there be a rate cut to it's going to happen, and what's going to happen after that? Are we going to see a quarter point cut at every Fed meeting every 2 months throughout 2025?
Right now, the market is expecting nearly four rate cuts this year, if you assume that they're in quarter point increments. So that would take us to really every, you know, essentially, it's funny, it would have to have a half a point cut somewhere along the way, I suppose. You know, I still think there's a fair bit of optimism behind the Fed's easing program. I'm not sure the Fed believes they need to be in a huge hurry.
And then what other type of, I mean, there are obviously some risks on the horizon, specifically a job action involving a railroad in Canada. Of course, these days, the two big railroads in Canada stretch all the way to the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, that's it. You know, they're a major source of trade between Canada and the U.S. This is a labor tension between the railroads and the Teamsters. Not sure it results in either a Teamster strike or potentially a lockout. Either way, we have to look at some sort of restraint on trade, a holdup on trade. And if we think about the kinds of goods that we trade with Canada for the most part, at least on the import side, would be autos, auto parts, chemicals, lumber, certainly, and other agricultural products as well. So it could be upward pressure on prices in those categories.
And it seems that the markets have basically shrugged off all of the recession fears that that reared their head 2 weeks ago, leading to that sell-off that we were talking about 2 weeks ago today. And are they still out there, though? And also, in your judgment, do you believe the gains we've been seeing in the three major indices, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500, are they underpinned by the fundamentals?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I think, first of all, the change in perception of that downdraft has probably changed the narrative on a recession. I think when we first started seeing markets plunge and volatility rise as quickly as it did, especially when we saw interest rates drop as much, I think the early inference was, okay, this is a impending recession, and the Fed needs to not only cut 50 basis points, but they need to do it now. I mean, there's an emergency. Once the smoke cleared and we really had a better sense of what was going on, it turned out that a number of leveraged investors were borrowing Japanese yen at very cheap prices and investing those proceeds largely in mega cap stocks, most notably the Mag 7. When the yen rallied as much as it did, I mean, nearly 12 percentage points in a month, which normally you don't see in currencies, that really, really forced a lot of these leveraged traders to, turn around and have to go buy back the yen and close out their trade. So little to do with the economy, more to do with just that technical correction that was going on.
Jack Ablin, Chief Investment Officer, Crescent Capital in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, a social media trend to show off your thriftiness.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A glance through social media these days could include a video on underconsumption, that is, highlighting old items that people are still using. We welcome in Sophie Hinn, TikTok influencer and real estate agent at Hinn Real Estate in Okoboji, Iowa. Sophie, thank you for joining joining us today, and we're talking about something called underconsumption core, which means you're still using your old items. Now, Sophie, I'm driving around in a 16-year-old Toyota Camry. That's my just driving around town car. And does that mean I was trendy and didn't even know it?
Oh, yes. 100%.
And what was, I mean, you are a part of this trend, and what is the appeal of showing off how you can stretch things out for a couple of years, from everything from clothes to tubes of toothpaste?
Yeah, so underconsumption kind of makes you get creative with what you really have, and I think this trend really romanticizes that it's not okay to have, it is okay to not have everything. And it makes people stop and think before they go splurging online and whatnot.
And there's also, I mean, it seems like this is part of a larger trend, whether it's just saving money or sustainability for environmental reasons. And that is people who do these like buy nothing challenges and just wear either, you know, secondhand clothes all year long. That's still stylish, but you're using something that's already out there and not forcing somebody to either spend money or make it for you.
Oh, yes, yes. And like same hand in hand with furniture, too. So like if you have a hand-me-down or you go thrifting for some furniture and you fix it up, it kind of makes you appreciate that particular thing more.
And I was going to say, I mean, I read all about this underconsumption core, and I know it's a social media trend, and I'm glad it's getting some spotlight thanks to your efforts and the efforts of other influencers. But I look at trying to stretch things out and making things last a little longer and taking advantage of hand-me-downs, and I just call that life with kids. that's the one thing you do just to kind of stretch that dollar a little bit longer is to get some hand-me-downs or maybe something that somebody else maybe they don't need it anymore, and either it goes to your house or it goes in the garbage can.
Yeah, it's a community of things, you know, just passing along to the next person.
Now, was this something that what led you to underconsumption core yourself? I mean, is it part of your values that you your approach to money, the way you feel about saving and investing, or is it just because you had like an aha moment and realized that maybe this was a good way to not only save money but cut down on waste?
Yeah, for sure. I grew up with a really creative mother, and she always thought of the coolest ways to repurpose something. And I guess it just kind of carried on into my adulthood. And now I practice it.
And for a lot of other people who have reached out for you via your work on TikTok, do they feel the same way? Like, you know, this is what I was taught to do by my parents growing up, or was this? I just realized that the cost of everything is going up, and I need to do something to save money. And I'm finally appreciating this, something I saw my parents do, but never really understood until today.
Yes, of course, and it's. You know, once you get into it, you'll never really get out. It really makes you look at life in a different kind of light.
And then do you also appreciate the fact or do you enjoy the fact that you are using your social media influence to teach good values, too? These are constructive habits.
Yes, of course. And, you know, having that platform, I really appreciate it.
Sophie Hinn, TikTok influencer, real estate agent, Hinn Real Estate in Okoboji, Iowa. Thank you for joining us today. Join us at this time tomorrow for Travel Tuesday and still to come, our Monday Stock Pickers.
Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Stock Picker Monday, and helping us out today is Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital, author of the book Calculated Risk, based in Chicago. Michael, thank you for joining us today. And you are a big proponent of the world of ETFs. And for the uninitiated, what does ETF stand for?
So that's an exchange-traded fund. It just allows investors to get involved in investment sectors that they wouldn't normally be able to without these ETFs. So, I have two good ones here for you today. And we use them a lot. Investors should definitely have that part of their portfolio, because you can get exposure to entire sectors by just buying these ETFs or alternative investments in this case that I'm going to offer out to you guys today. It's definitely something investors should know about and should use in their portfolios.
Now, your first selection definitely has a great deal of potential because I walked past Lollapalooza a couple of weeks ago, Mike, and your first ETF selection, it's going places, and if the federal government takes action, it could see even more potential in the years to come.
Yeah, the question is, was that bought at a cannabis store or was it bought illicitly? Who knows? But the first pick is MSOS, and that's an ETF for the cannabis sector, the U.S. cannabis sector. The sector's had a terrible last 4 or 5 years, one of the few sectors that's down over the last 5 years, but mainly for two reasons. The Democrats have dragged their feet on what they had promised in cannabis reform policies, and there's also weakness in consumer discretionary stocks in general and the consumer in general. But we think that things are starting to change. First of all, the DEA did reduce cannabis from 1 to 3, or at least they are due to. They're in a public debate right now, but it should end with the rescheduling. What that means is the taxation of these companies becomes much less onerous, and they can go cash flow positive. That's been the biggest drag on this sector. So when that changes, it's going to help. And also the election coming up, I think there's a lot of fear that if Trump gets in, that it would be bad for cannabis. I'm not saying it wouldn't be bad, but I just think that there's too much fear in the marketplace. Now, if Kamala Harris wins, for sure these stocks will fly. I think even if Trump wins, they will go up because it's just too much negative thought right now. So, you know, MSOS was $50 early 21. And it's seven and change now. So if you have the stomach for a risky investment, this is a name that could easily go to $20. You can get a triple out of it over the next year or two. And there's not a whole lot of investments out there I think you can say that about.
And then very quickly, your next selection allows you to get some exposure to gold without going to Costco to pick up some gold bars.
Yeah, so I'll make it quick. I mean, GLD is the ETF for it. With stocks at all-time highs or almost all-time highs and fully valued, we just think it's a great alternative investment. It's quietly up 20% already year-to-date, but I think that gold itself could go to 3,000 from 2,500. So we just think it's a great alternative investment when you've got stocks very high right now. And, everybody should have at least a little gold in their portfolio, and this is a good time to buy it.
Michael Palumbo, founder of MJP Capital and author of the book Calculated Risk, based in Chicago. His selections today, two ETFs, exchange-traded funds, MSOS, that is the cannabis ETF, and GLD Spider Gold Shares.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.